All right, Steve, the crew is going to ask you some random questions again. You know how we do it, and you love this section. It's segment. It's called Time to Ask Steve. Okay, you ready?
All right, here I am.
All right, here's the first question. What is absolutely hilarious as long as it's not happening to you? That's what I want to know.
Anybody falling down steps. Because people are falling down steps. Boy, they look surprised. And they be trying to stop the fall. But every time they get ready to stop something, they already flipping, so that's gone. So it's just a series of attempted stops that never work till you get to the bottom of them damn steps.
Never know what's going to come out of your mouth. I know.
Yeah, falling down. Other people falling down steps.
Come on, nephew. You got one.
What's the most unethical thing you ever been asked to do by a coworker?
Oh, good one.
Oh, hell.
Can you say?
Yeah.
Careful.
Careful.
And the sad thing is they always came to me with these ideas. Because even if I didn't do it, I always gave them a better way to do it. So the most unethical thing was this dude at Ford Motor Company, who I can't say his name because he's still living. We were making engines in the engine plant number 2 at Brook Park. This dude had come up with an idea where he was going to forklift a finished motor. We was making 405s, 450s.
Yeah.
He was going to forklift 2 engines at a time to the back door. He wanted me to drive my forklift around, pick it up, and put it on back of this flatbed bed, but it wasn't a Ford flatbed. He had rented a flatbed. He was going to load them up, and then he was going to take them back and sell them.
Oh, he getting the motors.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, so he was taking motors out the back door free.
Dang.
Yeah.
Whole brand new motors just made. I said, dog, you can't do that. Well, why not? I said, because, bro, somebody going to see you.
Mm-hmm.
How? I said, first of all, with their eyes. I don't know. I don't know where you how you ain't thought this one through a little bit better. I said, bro, secondly, the whole parking lot got cameras on it. But yeah, if they don't know where the truck come from. But dog, somebody got to drive the truck off. They got cameras back here. Bro, that's why we gonna wear hoods. See, stop saying we. Because I'm telling you, man, this ain't gonna work, dog.
And I'm not doing it.
Oh, man, so you gonna punk out on me just like that? I said, dog, you just came to me with this. This ain't a good idea, man.
Mm.
Bro, I begged that brother. I said, man, look, you're not going to be able to get away with this.
Mm.
What happened?
He got them trucks up on there and drove them damn engines right off.
Did he get caught ever?
2 weeks later, they let him load it up again.
Oh, he went back and tried it again.
Oh, yeah. They had just had that one of the cameras had malfunctioned. 2 weeks later, he said, I told you, love. 2 weeks later, he loaded that truck up. He got to the gate. It was 8 police cars.
Woo!
Yeah, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
That's a good one. Come on, Junior.
God.
All right. Well, look here. What is something that you absolutely care nothing about at all? Just you don't even care. Just at all.
Yeah.
I love
probably
this
skydiving.
Yeah. That's up there.
That's so damn close to the top of the list. I'm talking about at all, not even remotely.
Right.
It don't look like now a moment of that would be enjoyable for me.
Carla, you have a quick one. I know you do.
Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. What do you miss the most about your younger self?
Oh, good question.
The lack of responsibility.
Yes, sir.
I didn't have no damn kids. I didn't have no damn ex-wife. I didn't have no credit. I didn't have a damn car.
Oh, to be a kid again, right?
Oh, with nobody looking for me. All I had to do was hustle them pop balls and turn them in down at Moore's Delicatessen, 2 cents a piece.
Wow.
Give me a Hostess Cherry Pie and an RC Cola. I was all right, man. Every now and then I go to Daring's and buy me a chicken dinner for $1.05. I didn't even know who Uncle Sam was.
Up next, it is the nephew. He has a prank phone call right after this.